safe to do?
Yeah, can I, for podcasting. Okay. Do you mind?
Oh, we can do that, yeah.
Okay. So.
Visa status, we didn't really have a chance to have a winery until 2013 to open the doors. Because without a permanent allowance to stay, you can't have your business. So now, once we had the chance to be able to stay here permanently, my wife and I had a possibility to open our business. So August 1st of 13 was the first official day of our tasting room being open.
That's great. Now tell me about your wines. Your wife told me that they're all estate grown?
Yes.
Everything's estate grown?
Yes. Yeah, we had, you know, when we opened the doors in 13, we had no vineyards back then. So we had to purchase fruit from some sources we trusted. Mm-hmm. One of them was Sheldrick Point Vineyard, another one was Wedgetail Ridge, in another vineyard on Lake Ontario, White Pine Vineyard. But of course the goal was to grow out of fruit being purchased and grow into our own estate fruit. So we planted the first vineyard in 14, the second vineyard in 2016, and now with a 6 acres vineyard, we have the chance to be on our own with our fruit too. So it's very exciting actually.
That is, so I see you have a Pinot Blanc and you have three different Rieslings.
Yep, we have. Yep.
And a rosé Pinot Noir. So, what do you grow on your vineyard?
Pinot Noir, okay. Pinot Blanc, Riesling, and Cuvée Stamina at this point.
Okay. And tell me the difference. You've got three Rieslings here. What are the differences between them? And one has a different
Exactly.
Label.
So, generally speaking, the difference in the bottle is the difference in the fruit. So it means, Debbie, if you have children, for example, and you have three different children, they have three different talents, and you want to embrace the talents.
Okay.
So it means if you have fruit based on ripeness level, flavor ripeness and sugar ripeness to lend itself to a delicate, dry or medium dry Riesling, then we do that. And that's what happened to those two wines here. And then if you have fruit, which can carry itself well, very well, as an oxidized wine, as maybe like more dessert-like wine, then we would shift to the sunset label.
Okay.
So it's really always, all three labels are dear to us and get the best fruit we can, but based on their talent.
Now I see a music note on Rieslings.
Mm-hmm.
Being the granddaughter of a composer, I know there's another name for it, but I didn't get that talent.
Yeah.
Is that the level of sweetness?
Actually it is. So we just started with the reflection of the one note or two notes. So the one note would reflect the driest wine.
Mm-hmm.
Means the first note of the back label on the scale.
Okay.
And then of course if we have a little bit something medium dry, then we would go to the second note and would also shift here to the second note and back.
Very cool.
So yeah, that's the situation.
So tell me why the music note?
Because I grew up with music.
Did you too?
So, yeah, I did play pipe organ. I played pipe organ for many years.
Oh, wow.
And sing in the choir for many years.
Okay.
In the classical choir. So classic music was a tremendous part of my past. It is a tremendous part still for me now.
Wow, we have a lot in common, Owen. I didn't get that gene.
Yeah, I truly love classic music.
Yeah. Well, thank you for spending some time with
me. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.